Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living the Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time, as I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine. I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace your thoughts. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. Today I want to talk about something that seems to be a problem. I thank you for your letters and comments. And from that I draw some of the messages I'd like to impart in order to clarify things for you. And for those of you who are doing so well in the program, I am so proud to be a part of your life and a mentor and coach for you. And for those that are still on the fence, wake up. Wake up and smell it, as they say, it's time. So, today I want to talk about how your goals determine what you attract into your life. And yeah, it is called the law of attraction. But you attract not only your experiences, but all the while, it's like it's a setup. You're attracting your mentors, your teachers, you're attracting the knowledge, the help, the support, or the lack thereof, okay, depending upon your doubts and your fears. You're attracting the love. I mean, the lady at the checkout counter has been there the whole time, and suddenly she just says something to you that just resonates with you, that turns that light bulb on in your mind, that triggers a response from you, a course of action that helps you to finally connect the dots that put you where you want to be. Goals give you direction, but it also determines who you meet, who you are, how you act, how you respond, okay? And because what it's doing, right, is opening up those possibilities for you. Now, technically, your subconscious goes to work, and the energy that is within you and around you starts to move and position you where you need to be in order to bring about the desired result. So that's why you often hear me say that life or God or energy or the universe will rise up to meet you and give you what you desire. It will, of course, give you an opportunity to receive that blessing. Okay? And it is a blessing. Okay? But you're the one who's bringing it up about. Okay? And that's why I like to call it a setup. Okay? And if you understand the principles behind what I just said, then you should be setting yourself up every day, every week, every month, every year. You know, we do this thing with New Year's resolutions. Okay, we do those things with Lent. Those of you who practice those 40 days of sacrifice. You know, whether you're sacrificing candy or fast food or coffee or whatever your indulgences are. Okay, it basically helps you to feel as though you're participating in your own growth and moving toward an objective. You're alleviating things that are problematic. Some people like to use that time to put themselves on a good fitness program, see if they can lose 25 pounds. Some people stop drinking or stop smoking, which seems to be a little harder. Okay. Some people will give up sweets. But some people also see what their problems are. They see what the blockages are. They see what has been holding them back. And they give those things up. And voila, they find themselves automatically cast into their hopes and their dreams. And that's called setting yourself up and building your own personal universe. Now, understand that your goals, choose and attract your mentors, your teachers, the lessons that come with that. And understand that we all have and need mentors. That was the purpose of those history lessons. That was the purpose of the home training that you got. Okay? Basically, to help you to determine what's going to work for you, how to operate within society, and what part you will play. And to draw from that, that which resonates with you. And your teachers then become more specialized. Your mentors become more specialized. The coaches you need, the people that support you, that hold you up, become more and more specialized as you learn to make choices that better define your objectives. And in that respect, you understand that your goals are actually determining what happens in your life. I like to say, you determine what happens next. Every moment of your life, every choice that you make determines what happens next, because every choice that you make is goal-oriented. Okay, there is an objective to go to the bathroom. Is something that's natural for all of us. Okay, if your goal is to get to the bathroom in time before you have an accident, okay, which probably stands out as being one of the most horrible things that could happen to you, you know, truthfully speaking, you know, you'll live if you don't. But the point is, in your mind, that's the worst thing that can happen, especially if you're not at home. Okay? So, in an effort to accomplish that goal comes into play. And whatever obstruction is in your path, whether it be a person, a chair, a wet floor, or something that's moving, it could be a pet or whatever, it has to move, and your determination, okay, and your desire and your choices at that moment is going to decide whether or not you arrive at the desired location and are able to subsequently relieve yourself without embarrassment or pain and suffering. So I'm basically trying to build a visual in your mind, because it really is that simple. Okay? Every time you go to the bathroom for the rest of the day, think about what I said. The goals, your hopes, your dreams, all that you desire, would be the end result. Same process. So learn to negotiate those obstacles in your path. Okay, once you decide, hey, I'm going to do this, and the universe will help you, because you will attract what you need to reach that desired end. Now, oftentimes, there are obstructions, and if you don't negotiate them well, then you will falter. And it's costly, okay? There are consequences for your mistakes. We call those lessons, okay? That doesn't mean don't pick yourself up and recover from having to go back to the classroom again. What that means is become a little more determined, a little more focused, and understand what it is that deters you from reaching the mark. Life can be so simple and so amazing and so gratifying if we allow it. But too many times, we make things so much harder than they need to be, or we don't give our attention to that work. Is calling our name. We have asked for these things. We have decided on these goals. We have put our energy out there and said, this is what I want to be, do, and have. And the universe says, oh, okay. Your subconscious mind goes to work. Your energy starts to form around you, and the next thing you know, you are given these options. If people often say, I don't really know how this happened. It's like a miracle happened. I'm blessed. You know, luck kicked in. Or, you know, everybody's got an excuse for the good that occurs in their lives. we also have an excuse for the bad. But it is your goals that are determining that, your choices. Okay? And too many times, people cut their tail and run, and they have a wait-and-see attitude. Let me just wait and see what happens, and then I'll make a decision. See, not making a decision is a decision. And if you refuse to make a decision, then you grieve. Life, no choice but to do whatever it can. Pry you away from or separate you from your inertia. Suddenly, the house is on fire. Yeah, suddenly, the boss calling you in the office to scold you for something you should have done and thought you got away with last week. Okay, suddenly, you know, you have a fender bender, or worse. Suddenly, significant other is on a rampage about things that have been going on for a while now, but he or she hasn't said anything about it. Okay, suddenly, the chaos erupts in your life because you have not either set the goal, made the choices, okay, or you haven't learned the lesson thereof. So therefore, you are always being supported. Okay, life is always working for you. If you feel as if your life is not working, you know, I hear people say this all the time, and life sucks. Well, it sucks if you don't do anything about it, if you don't direct the course of your life. Okay? If you don't set any goals, I mean, day to day. Okay? Sometimes minute to minute, hour to hour. Okay? You'll find yourself in a world of trouble, mainly because you must make a decision. Life will force you to do that. Your goals determine who you follow and also who follows you. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from your mentors. You learn from your friends. You learn from other people's mistakes. You learn from your own experiences. Okay? If somebody says that God uses experience to teach those who don't sit at the foot of a mentor. Many people honestly think they're out here on their own and, you know, they are just willing to see what happens next and figure it out on their own. A lot of people go to their grave with a lot of regret because of that. Because they didn't want to listen to anybody else. They didn't want to ask for help, or if they asked for help, they wouldn't. Okay. You know, I've had that experience. Okay, I was hard-headed. I wanted to do it my way. I was not willing to listen to the lessons of those appointed in my life. And therefore, I butt my head. Ouch! I tell you, it hurts. We go back to the classroom again until we finally start to recognize our error in judgment. We actually have to understand that we are participating in our pain and suffering. And our goals or lack thereof determine what happens next. So you either learn from your mistakes, errors in judgment, your experiences, okay, or you learn from your teachers, your mentors, your coaches. And the more you allow yourself to open up to these guides, these helpful gurus, and coaches, leaders. Sometimes they're authors, or they may even be rap artists. Okay? But whatever inspires you, motivates you, keeps you going, moving in the right direction. Okay? Or causes you to want to emulate them. They become your teachers. So you're either going to learn from listening to them, or you're going to learn from making a mistake on your own. Now, obviously, having somebody to teach you, to coach you, to mentor you, will open up a much brighter future in a much shorter period of time. And that person may end up being difficult for you to get along with sometimes. I know people have often said about me, you know, are you really have quite a bedside manner. And yeah, I do. Some people need harassment. Some people need someone to put their foot in their butt in order to get them to do what they said they wanted to do. There are mentees that I have that have chosen to work with me and then refuse to let go and move forward with their own objectives. I get them right there and they panic. So sometimes I have to push them off the cliff. Now, mind you, I don't really take any pleasure in that. I don't mind making you mad if that's what's going to get you there. You said you wanted to be a success. You said you wanted to be rich. You said that you wanted to have a loving relationship. You said that you wanted to lose 100 pounds. You said that you wanted to affect change in your life. And you ask me to help you do that. So that becomes my job when I accept that assignment. Future can be predicted by looking at the people you listen to, your teachers, your mentors, your coaches. If sometimes it's your spouse. Okay. Whoever you are allowing to make a difference in your life. Also becomes responsible. Yeah, they have committed as you are. But they are not responsible if you fail to ignore their advice. You ever meet people who ask you what you think about their doing a certain thing, and when you sit down and give them a little advice, talk to them about it, and then they do, and finally you get them to the point where they can accept what you're saying. And then they turn around and do something completely different. And you've already told them not to do that. And why? Oh, it's frustrating. But the worst part about it is generally you feel bad about it because you feel somewhat responsible. But you're not. You're not responsible for the people who don't need your advice. Parents, teachers sometimes put themselves through those kinds of guilt trips. Worrying about, maybe I didn't say it right. I didn't explain it to them right. I didn't give them the knowledge that they needed. Oh, they heard you. They heard you the first time, but they made a conscious choice not to follow through and abide by your suggestion. Okay. They said no. They came up with a better idea, okay, which proved to be detrimental to their goals. You see? But they couldn't see that because they hadn't learned the lesson from you or from their experience as of yet. So wherever you are in your life, understand that it is your goals that are determining that condition you're dealing with. And if you're not happy with your condition, then change your goals. Make new choices that will support your objective. And when you do that, the end result is guaranteed. Okay? Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Get an appointment with me. Let's talk about it. Or join the More Joy program. Let me show you what I can take you and how much joy I can bring into your life. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do and know that I love you.